Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Happy New Year
and to
you.
Yourself.
And to all our good listeners as
all
well.
All our good listener.
There's two of them, I think.
Yeah.
May it be a wonderful year for you, Phil,
absolutely,
and our listeners as well.
Yep, so, looking forward to it.
Well, what I'm looking forward to is now that the Lawn Bowls is back up and running,
it is.
I would love a detailed account. Did you bring a calculator with you?
I knew this was coming up. So,
would you like to explain?
We'll go back another week, Rick, and you missed that score. So we're Friday night was a catch. A Friday week ago was a catch-up game. You missed that score. They didn't. Thank God they didn't publish it. We got absolutely smashed by Holdfast.
By more than yesterday.
Friday night. So Holdfast absolutely smashed us on the Friday night. Came out on the Saturday, Rick.
Yes.
And beat the top side, West Lake.
I saw and I got excited. I rang you,
beat
I think.
The West. Yes, we did. And so, was a Friday night game. We played Somerton, who that now were top. And lost by 7 shots. And yes, I needed the calculator for our rink. We went down by 17, which was a bit disappointing.
Which probably means that if it hadn't been 17, you might have won if you only went down by 7. Well,
exactly.
So can you explain to everyone just what happened?
We had a real bad start. We lost 6-6 on the first two ends, 12-0 down. Didn't know where we were going from there, but we sort of regrouped a bit and
quick team meeting.
Oh, it wasn't easy, I tell you. But anyway, we lost by 17 and team by 7. So that was the end of the... Quickly, midweek, had a draw with second to top side, West Lakes.
That must have been
quite
exciting,
was a real...
Was
yeah, it was... Actually, one of our rinks dropped the 5 on the last end. Oh. And we were holding 4 and the guy came in and drew. Absolute beautiful bowl. Can't argue with it. Drew a shot and we... went down one. So anyway, draw on the... Let's get on to the Bros and Light Bowls.
Why not? What a good idea.
Because we've got a lot of listeners. Are we not doing shows and rah, rah, rah? Anyhow, their first week back, like your cricket.
Yes.
Unlike our bowls, where we played in the rain and, you know, we... Yeah, it was... Yeah, you know, mean, we're a bit tougher down than town.
What can you explain to everyone about artificial surfaces?
Makes a difference. So Bros and Light bowls was washed out the first week, so that was nobody played. So yesterday, Rick.
Yes.
Now, very interesting. Lindock played Angaston.
Oh.
And what would have we thought, Rick?
Well, we would have thought that the
Angaston would have won.
Correct.
Being top side. Draw. They had a draw. 86 all. Sean Marnie, 29-15 over Ian Ellsworth. Ian's had had a really good season and had some really good wins, but Sean getting over him yesterday at Lindock.
Well.
Kapunda played the battling Freeling. As we know, they had a bit of a walkout.
A policy differential.
Yep. A bit of a walkout. So Kapunda 134, defeated Freeling 67.
Dear me.
And our good friend over in Kapunda, Brett Rowland.
Yes.
You, Brett? 18 up.
Oh.
So we've given you a mention today, Brett. He was one of them that was seeing if we're still doing a show and, or we'd fallen off the perch or something. And
we're still here, Brett, alive.
And we're going to be bigger and better in 24.
We will. And well done, Brett. That's all I can say.
That's all
well
I can
done.
Say. Yeah. Here we've got two of the lower sides, Mount Pleasant playing Tanunda at Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant 98, defeated Tanunda 80. So quite a good win to Mount Pleasant. John Webb up over Sue Yates by 11. So that's a good win there to John and to Mount Pleasant. Newry versus Yadunda, Rick. Yadunda having a fair season, but Newry were above him.
Yeah.
You would have thought at Newry, Newry would win.
You would.
Well, they didn't. They got comfortably beaten by Yadunda.
Did they fall down that pothole that's in the main road?
Oh, yeah, wasn't there a big pothole in Newry yesterday? Kim Schutz up over Gary Chapman by 15 was the biggest winning rink. So Newry then dropped down the ladder because it's very, very close from second to seventh, I think it is, Rick. Very close, so they're going to go up and down as the year goes on.
Yes.
So, Yeah, so Lindock move into second spot with their draw over... Yeah.
Angaston.
Over Angaston. That's about all on the bowl scene, Rick.
Phil, that was a very, very impressive preparation.
It was.
Two pages of notes.
Oh, well, one, and I had to do some notes on the back quickly because...
Oh, well, it's radio. You don't have to, you know...
I put my makeup on this morning. I thought we were doing a bit of a video.
No, you've got a good face for podcasts.
Yeah, I have. Okay.
So now that you've covered that so well, well, what did you think of the Test series, Phil? Bit of a whitewash.
Well, it was, but I thought, Rick, and with the West Indies coming up, I think it's this week in Adelaide Oval. I thought we could have blooded a few new faces.
Well, funny you should mention that. I couldn't agree more. First of all, I'll just mention the series, although it appeared to be a complete one-sided affair of 3-0, actually, it was a lot closer than that. I'm not saying for a moment that Pakistan were the better side, but for some unbelievably bad fielding, they couldn't catch a cold. They could easily have won a game. In fact, you could argue they may, if things had gone right, 1-2. However, bad catching, bad cricket, etc., etc. So let's go to your topic, blooding players against the West Indies.
Well, I think it should have been done against Pakis.
Well, it could have.
Perkoski?
Yes.
I thought, why they don't give him a run, young lad?
Well, you're right. I mean, obviously there has been a lot of questions about, A, his concussion status, and also, supposedly, I know it's an in phrase, his mental health state.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they're trying to look after him or whatever. He is a magnificent young cricketer.
Yep.
But if you can't stay out on the park, I just like footy, and unfortunately, he hasn't made a lot of runs in Shield cricket. But I think, given what it's...
Nobody seemed, has. They haven't played Shield cricket for about three months.
And given that it seems that statistics in Shield cricket count for nothing, if you ask Cameron Bancroft, you know, you go with, particularly when there's an opportunity to blood players against a lesser side. We're not talking about the West Indies of the 1975s, unfortunately, that I had to face. you're talking about a side that's at the bottom of the pile almost. And what an opportunity to give a few younger... We've got a geriatric Dad's Army Test team.
Oh, even the bowlers. I mean, the bowlers are getting long in the tooth. Yeah. Like, you know, we've got Lance Morris... WA, the wild thing they called him. He's another tate.
Phil, you're all over this cricket.
And Ellis from Tassie, I saw him, I went down to the Strikers the other night, and that lad is quick. I mean, he is quick. I mean, and Phil, Morris is quicker.
This is remarkable. I don't think you could spell the word cricket when we first met.
I know. I still can't spell cricket. It's a tough word.
But you are right. And, you know, in the middle of series in India or whatever, they're saying, oh, we've got to manage Cummins and Stark and Hazelwood.
We'll manage them. Bring some young lads in.
I was going to say, if ever there's an opportunity to, quote, manage people, now is the chance against the West Indies.
They bring in other guys like Boland back. I mean, Boland's good. He probably should be in the test side, but he's 30-odd.
Of course he is.
So how about bringing these young lads in and give them a run?
Well, I do not understand the logic. I really don't. And, you know, we won't go into the details of it, but to promote Smith to open the batting...
Joke.
...and then justify it on the grounds that it's a tactical move that ever since he got hit in England, he doesn't handle the short pitch ball...
Well, that'll be all handy.
..that well. Well, I had a feeling, as an old opener, that you actually got quick bowlers bowling at you who bowled the ball short. And yet, this is meant to be a tactic to avoid that. What a load of bollocks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And what's more, his opening partner is older than he is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And, I mean, I know you mightn't agree with this one, but that Fraser McQuirk, I saw him bat last night, and again, it was at 2020. But He's still a promising up young lad. Let's give him a run. If he makes a couple of ducks, big deal.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to bring in some young lads.
Yeah. Look, I couldn't agree more. And I cannot believe how you're all over. You went to the Strikers game the other night.
Yes.
To see Travie. How'd Travie go?
He didn't play.
What?
He was didn't play. Too tired.
What about Alex? Did he play?
Alex played.
Alex Carey.
Yep. A catch, a good stumping, made 30-odd.
Well, there you go. Now, good listeners, I'm not sure whether you've caught up on this, but I find this quite incredible. Words, I'm paraphrasing the great Jason Gillespie, Strikers coach, right? Redbacks coach.
Oh, and hasn't he done wonders
one of the great, great test bowlers of all time. Now, when asked about the Strikers team for the other night that you went and saw, it'd be great to have the test players back. And he said, oh, there's only one of them playing. When asked about Travis Head, fresh off three tests with an average of 13.
It's not much time out in the centre then.
Well, you wouldn't have thought so, but Jason was somewhat diplomatic, I think, in suggesting that Cricket Australia was, quote, managing Travis, and that's the reason he wasn't playing.
Managing.
Now, what I find interesting, good listeners and Phil, is that there's Alex Carey, kept wickets in all three test matches, made runs, a lot of runs. He didn't need, he wasn't exhausted or fatigued and didn't need managing. But our great Travie, fresh off an average of 13, was so exhausted that Cricket Australia didn't want him to play in a 2020 game.
Well, I wasn't aware why he wasn't playing.
Being managed, Phil.
Yeah, managed. So I see yesterday they flew Davey Warner in a helicopter for his brother's wedding. He made 30-odd. Did you see how many Smith made?
Yes.
First ball duck.
And interestingly enough, he opened the innings and they bowled him a short one and he's out first ball. Do you reckon the West Indies might be...
Hope they didn't see that game.
Oh.
But, yeah, so the rest all played, but not Travie. So, actually, it was a bit disappointing. I would have liked to have seen him.
On the grapevine, I heard that the real reason Travie didn't play is because he's been away from his luxury home at Springfield for some time.
Yep.
And the edges of the lawn needed trimming. And so they gave him time off so he could do that.
Well, surely he could have got the Australian coach to do that.
Well, honestly, managing, ask you.
Oh, so I didn't realise that. I didn't know what the reason was, but probably a bit disappointing. I mean, he's entertaining when he's... I mean, that's his game, isn't it, 2020?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, he made himself... He came from out of the woodwork, as it were, into a highly paid IPL player by his one-day performances in India. He's got the chance to spend a couple of hours on Adelaide Oval, hometown crowd, and he's being managed. Well, you know, you've got me beaten. That's a bit like, you know, if they were still around, Creedence Clearwater turning up to play without John Fogarty.
Oh. There we go. Let's have enough on that.
We've said enough about the test. I think that this, unfortunately, the West Indies series will be a bit of a shambles because they're in the same position, which is another story for another day, but they're in the same story as South Africa, where it's virtually impossible for them to pick their full-strength test side because a number of their players are chasing big bucks playing short-form cricket. Yep. Now, in Australia, that doesn't happen. Australia, England, India doesn't happen because the cricket boards have the money to pay the players good money. But, you know, if you're a West Indian making zip, as it were, you can't blame. It's a sad thing, but and it's a problem that the ICC are going to have to work out. But that's a problem for another day.
Imagine what you could have made in your day over in India, Rick. Gritty little opener, they would have thrown millions at you.
I thought you were talking about making some curries in the local shop.
Oh, yeah, you make a good curry.
Anyway, we'd better, as time goes by, we'd better go to the local cricket.
Absolutely.
Now, as with the bowls, the first round after the Christmas New Year break was washed out.
Yep.
But round eight, which was a one-day scheduled game, went on yesterday very quickly. A couple of interesting games. The most interesting probably was the Malala-Tanunda game, Magpies versus Magpies.
Yep. Oh, it was too.
Tanunda won the toss, batted, made 145 off their 40 overs. Sammy Calhoun made 45 and Luke Snowden 46 not out. Brian Montgomery 4 for 21 for Malala. Now, going into the last over of their 40 overs, Malala, 9 wickets down, finished up passing Tanunda's 145 to be 9 for 146 on the third ball of the last.
Wow.
Third ball of the last exciting. Over. It would have been. Jake Birchmore, 81 not out. Christian
Gadamar
4 for 24.
Yep.
Now, the other games were pretty convincing, other than the game that I'll save mine till last.
Yep.
Angerson comfortably 201 defeated Greenock 143.
Greg Bain
67. Geez, mate, he makes runs. They're a bit of a one-man band, but there you go. And South Gawler, the unbeaten champions, 7 games, 7 wins, 174, comfortably defeated South Sandy Creek 101.
Wow.
So there you go. Brody Barker, real estate champion, made top scored with 56, and Dale Redmond 44. That was about it. Now, my game, which quickly, when I tell you our good listeners of the scores, they won't believe you'd have sworn they must have been playing on a wet paddock somewhere. Nuriupta, the most beautiful, perfectly presented ground.
Yep.
They won the toss, batted all out for 79 off of 21 and a bit overs.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, they can't bat. And Walter Kinloch,
young, long-haired,
leggy, got a very good wronger as well. He bowls, I'd argue that he maybe bowls a little bit through the air, a little bit fast. I'd like to see him use some flight or at least variation there. Anyway, he was just ridiculously too good for them. 5 for 27.
Wow.
And
he spent time at the Northern Jets, didn't he?
He did, yeah. And I think
not making it down there.
Well,
or what?
Well, if he's playing for Newry, he can't be. But I
For Lindock.
Well, yeah.
Lindock.
I can't believe that he's not worth persevering with. I would. Anyway. And Mackenzie Dalliston, another spinner for Lindock, he took 2 for 7. So of Newry's all-out 79, their two spinners have taken 7 for 34.
Wow.
Their lack of footwork is anyway. Anyway, you'd say game over at 79. Lindock were lucky to get there. They finished up passing them at 7 for 81, of which Ben Williams scored 51 of the 81. And they really looked as though they could get knocked off at one stage. Aaron Wilson, 3 for 25. Anyway, very close game, half a game. Both of them only batted 20 overs each, basically.
So a very good gesture of yours, I thought, giving half your pay back to the Welsh Night Cricket.
Oh, well.
Seeing it was only half a game. That's very nice of you, Rick.
Thanks,
very
Phil.
Very considerate. You wouldn't have taken a full paycheck, would you?
Certainly. For that. Poor. Anyway, interestingly, a bit like the bowls, it's very close competition bar the top. South Gawler, 7 wins from 7 outings, 75 points, 20 points ahead of Angaston and Sandy Creek, who have only won 4 games each, both on 55 points, right? 20 point margin. And then you've got also on 4 wins and 3 losses, but there's outrights and stuff come in there.
Yep.
Tanunda and Greenock are on 45 points. So you've got 75, 2 on 55, 2 on 45. Now, Malala a third bottom with 3 wins, 4 losses on 35 points.
Still a chance.
Well, they'd need to probably win most of the rest of the games, but they look as though they're gone for all money, but they're not really. So you've really got probably 7 of the 9 clubs with a possibility of making the four. Newry and Lindock, they've won one game each. They'll go down. And it's unfortunate, the couple of them were talking about thinking that, because, and they know the standard that they're at. They're thinking maybe it's better if they do go down. But it's all about recruiting
quickly,
players.
Rick, I just saw it on the grapevine. Big Darren James, Jumbo, the coach of White Pass, made his A-grade debut for them yesterday in their top side. He played a couple A3, I think, games and a couple A5 games filling in. Yesterday, debuted with a mate of his from, I think, from Mildura.
Yes.
Name is just gone by. So well done to Jumbo. He's played a lot of A-grade cricket. He played at Greenock and Tanunda, and as we know, we've interviewed him, and we must get him back on just to see where they're at.
And guess what? I hope, well done, yes, and I hope that he's in their A-grade side again next week, because on the rotation basis, as the umpires do, I've got Light Pass and Williston next week.
That's an A2 game.
A2 game. Yes, so...
Jumbo, if it was me, I'd have to take the week off. Anyway, you'll be going LBW, probably.
That's right. Anyway, before we go, Dennis Lilly, the great, the great
DK,
Dennis Lilly,
yep,
and the great Tomo, they were being interviewed, you know, and the interviewer looked at the great Dennis and said, "Tell me, Dennis, what would you do if you discovered you only had 30 minutes to live?" Dennis looked at him and said, "I'd make love to the first thing that moved." "And what would you do, Tomo?" And Tomo said, "I wouldn't move for half an hour."
That's very good, Rick. I reckon you moved from the crease when Lily got hold of you.
Thanks very much. All right, that's been fun. I hope you enjoyed the first one back. We'll see you soon.
No worries.
Bye.